Welcome to Redeeming Qualities Game Night. We decided to do this episode since one of our members is going to be unavailable this weekend, Mark Boyd. He's currently doing a comedy festival, so myself and Danny, we decided to play a game instead of getting to any hot-button topics. The game we decided to play is Super Fight.
I'm excited for this one, too.
And just so everybody's aware, Super Fight is just a game where you get... You know, you draw cards, you get fighters, you get powers, and then you get kind of a location where you're going to fight, and then you kind of get another scenario that might help or hinder yours. We're using a website. We found just a random generator for this, and we're each going to do pick a character and kind of think about it and just kind of discuss. So...
You know what? It would be nice is once we get a little more involvement on the Instagram to have people decide who they think would have won. You know, to have arguments in the comments. I think that would be fun.
I think that'd be fun. I also think that it'd be really fun if we got Mark to listen to one of these and kind of decide who he thought won.
That's a great idea while he's doing his thing. Let's just plug. We are missing Mark Boyd on this recording. So, you can find his Instagram at Rastafari Unicorn, and then Sad Boy Marco on Spotify. As for me, I'm Daniel. I am not on the Instagram world too much just yet. And Fez, if you got anything to plug, I mean, it's your thing.
Yeah, I don't have anything to plug. Just if anybody wants on Anchor FM, you can send me voice messages to the Redeeming Qualities podcast, and I can listen to those through Anchor FM. So. Did we want to go ahead and give our fighters like all the fighter choices that we have or no?
So, I think we should just make it clear for the listeners, right? Because this is the first time when you told me about it that I had ever heard of this game. And then like, I feel like it's perfect for us because we like to argue and bicker back and forth and banter. But I think the way that I read that it was supposed to be played was, and I'm looking at the website right now, and just for the listeners, you get three categories that comes out. And the categories are fighters, and then there's powers, and then there's a location. So it will give us what our fighter is, but it gives us three randomly generated things, and we choose out of each of the categories which of those things we want. So... I haven't played with the app part. I don't know if you have yet, Fez, but I'm
sorry. It just does it. Did you already open it up?
Yeah, I got it open here, and I'm just, it says player one powers, player two powers, locations, and then the bonus.
Why don't we just take a screenshot, and then just real quick, do I get to see your choices, or is it all hidden from me? Is it supposed to be hidden from me in the game?
No. So in the game, you just select your person. We would draw normally three cards at random, but we're just auto-populating it on the website because obviously we're on this. For example, like when I hit generate player one fighters, it gives me the Kardashians, a giant squid, or a crazy cat lady. So I get to choose out of one of those three, and then it gives me your three options for player two would be Octopus, Robin Hood, or the Terminator. But since we both have this, I say we just use player one fighters. I'll hit generate, you hit generate, and then you tell me what your hero is. I'll tell you what mine is.
I got my fighters.
Okay.
I took a screenshot. And so how do we begin this debate?
So I don't know. It basically says we just kind of start arguing about who is going to have the upper hand, and there would normally be somebody that chooses that. We don't have that, so okay. I think that's gonna be up to listeners.
Let's start easy. Why don't you choose a location? So you choose the location.
Okay. I would like to be I'd like to be on the Star Trek of Mario Kart. Do you know what I'm talking about? The little rainbow. Yeah, that's where I want to be. We're in space on a Star Trek.
Dang, that was actually one of the locations that popped up?
No.
Oh.
You said make one up.
No, I just said pick a location.
Oh, okay. Old Rope Bridge over lava.
Old Rope Bridge over lava. Okay. All right. So then I'm going to pick who. So I got a gorilla that is armed with an axe. And what? So what's going to be your character?
Jeez. Do I only get to play one fighter's choice? Because I just screwed myself.
Oh, no, you could. Choose. You know what? Honestly, choose between player one and player two. Let's just.
Okay.
You know,
in that case, I am going to be an iron giant.
Jesus.
You can't fucking take me out. Powers. Yeah. Do it. You're done.
Okay.
I'm going to have to dumb it down.
No.
Can only be killed by a stake through the heart. I'm the fucking iron giant, and I can only be killed by a stake through the heart. Do I even have a fucking heart?
No, fantastic. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and cut the rope bridge. I'm going to let you fall into the lava because I have an axe, so I can clearly cut the rope bridge. I'm going to let you fall into the lava, and you're going to live an eternity of just misery because you can't be killed by the lava, but it's surely going to melt your metal.
But fuck, how do I counter that? First of all, all I have to do is grab you. Like, if you get grabbed before any, like, you think your dumb gorilla ass is going to go up there and just whack, whack, whack right away?
No, but I feel like I'm going to go Planet of the Apes style. I'm going to, like,
damn it. You got smart around. Gorillas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to, like, I mean, I don't have ultra intelligent gorillas, but I just knocked a rope bridge and he's just going to swing and avoid. They're used to dodging. You know, like, I know this is mostly monkeys, but gorillas can climb on vines and dodge different things. I feel like there's enough dexterity on a little gorilla to get out of the grip of an iron giant.
Did you remember the iron giant?
I do, and I don't remember him flying.
I don't believe he can fly.
I don't think so either. That's why I'm like, when you told me it was going to be an old rope bridge, I had a few different awesome powers, but I'm like, I just need him to be able to destroy this bridge. Like, you could, like, chained to their evil twin, armed with a catapult and unlimited livestock. But I felt like none of these would be great for the situation. We're over liquid magma. We're on a rope bridge. You're heavy as hell.
So I want to argue the falling into the lava part, but I can't, because, like, that's obviously going to melt me down. But you still have to, like, they're not very specific about this old rope bridge.
How long it is? Because if I cut it, there's a potentiality that I could fall into the lava as well. We might both die.
Yeah, it could be. Or, like, are you at the very beginning of it and you just chop it, like, as I stepped on it?
Oh, see, like, I don't think that's going to give it that. But do you want to go ahead and, because there's also a bonus.
I see the bonus.
Mine is all fighters are armed with gasoline squirt guns.
My bonus is gravity's reversed, and I think that's really bad if we've got lava under us.
We're both dead, yeah.
We're actually just, honestly, with that bonus, we're fucked.
Dang, I definitely think, we'll have to let Mark decide, but I could, depending on how far away we are from the lava, too.
Yeah, and how far are we when we start the engagement?
That's true, because you could potentially
Are we in the center? Is it like ready, fight? And then you're gonna sprint away and just start chopping on something?
No, I'm just gonna I guess so, but I would try to chop in front of me so I go the other way.
Dude, wait, first of all, can the iron giant fly?
All right.
Let's find out. Rocket thrusters allowing him to fly, bitch. That gorilla's done.
How long does it take him to fly?
The giant's feet have rocket thrusters allowing him to fly. The rockets are powerful enough to leap Earth's atmosphere, bitch, through space at tremendous speeds.
But that's if he's like flying, you know, just like a rocket, but it's a slow increase. So if he's already having to fight gravity, it depends
but
on
is
how high
it?
He is. Yeah. Well, I mean, basically, if he doesn't hit the lava right
you're
away,
just sad you lost. Let's be real. Your gorilla with a fucking axe is not beating the iron giant that has to be staked through the heart that fucking flies.
Just so you know, I had a sushi chef, kindergarten class, samurai, Pet Rock, and Hannibal. I really didn't have you beat on any of these. There was no winning.
My first when we were like player one fighters, I had Girl Scout, senior citizen bowling team or Martha Stewart? And you come out with Gorilla, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's why I asked if we had – we should probably have to keep that. Let's make it to where either you or I will be player one or player two, and then you generate, I generate, but we can only use the player one or player twos.
Okay, that works out. All right.
That way it seems less biased, maybe.
All right. How about this time around? I'm player one, and then you're player two. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna reset. 3, 2, 1. Doing it.
And resetting.
Oh my god! This
back. Oh. Okay.
I'm so glad because I'm player one this time. Because player two is even worse than player one.
Player one's got better ones on mine for sure.
All right. I'll pick the location this time.
Okay.
Ooh.
My locations are dope.
Godzilla's stomach.
Inside of Godzilla's stomach, huh?
Yep. Let that.
You changed the game up. Now my fighter's actually pretty valuable. We can't dictate. We got to spit our fighters out at the same time, huh? So we can't just change it.
You know, I tell you what, we both spit out our fighters, and then we both spit out our
fuck.
Powers.
I'm player two.
Yeah, you're player two.
Ah, shit. I'm done. Player one would have won this easy. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready with my player. Are you ready with your fighter?
Yes.
My fighter is Cactus.
My fighter is Willy Wonka.
Okay. Powers?
So my powers is bitten by a radioactive blank, draw random cards. So I just took a picture of my screen, and I'm gonna refresh, and then whatever the top player one is, that's gonna be what I'm gonna be.
I like it.
All right, so oh god, here we go. Oh yes, a Velociraptor. I'm taking a picture. Woo!
What?
So I'm Willy Wonka, and
armed with a Velociraptor.
No, I'm like Spider-Man, Willy Wonka. I just got bit by a radioactive Velociraptor, and I have those
what
powers.
What the fuck?
I'm still Willy Wonka. We're still in Godzilla's body and Godzilla's stomach.
So. Okay. Well, shit. My player two powers. I'm 10 stories tall, bitch. I'm a 10-story tall cactus inside of Godzilla. Why are we even beefing? What are you going to get out of this?
Honestly, what is going to happen is, can Godzilla's stomach even hold you?
Right? He's not. I mean, he's taller than 10 stories, but is his gut.
How tall is Godzilla?
That's a good one. Also, going back to the Iron Giant, I just want to reiterate how hard I fucking won that. Because I'm looking at the Iron Giant stuff. I forgot. He was a military robot, Fez.
Oh, man. I was
that
stuck.
A kid. Yeah.
But I'm hoping that the rope bridge broke. And you fell
and I couldn't thrust faster.
Before you, because if I remember him flying, it was super slow. All right. So Godzilla is apparently 393 feet. How tall is 10 stories?
Isn't a story like roughly 10 feet?
Around 100 feet. So you could literally fit in his stomach, I feel like, since he's like a lizard body.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll go with it. Do we want to do the bonus?
We'll go ahead and do your bonus this time.
God. We're jousting.
Oh, Jesus. So we have
a 10-story tall jousting cactus inside of Godzilla's gut fighting Willy Wonka, who's been bit by a radioactive velociraptor?
Yeah. The radioactive velociraptor. I don't even know. How long are your spines?
Right? It doesn't specify. Does everything go up in scale, or am I just taller?
I would assume it's scaled, but I don't. I think
it's specific. It says 10 stories tall.
So here's what I'm thinking: saguaro cactus, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so small. I'm basically like an ant on you. I don't think your spines are going to get me. So I'm just going to crawl to the top of you and just eat cactus until Godzilla digests us both.
But first, if I'm not just 10 stories tall, if my spikes are the equivalent of a 10-story tall cactus. You touch one spike and you're done. Like Godzilla's intestines and stomach, they're going to be doing the thing, right? They'll like be contracting and stuff sloshing around. Like you're going to be wiggling around in there and you're going to get impaled because like I'm an inanimate object. Like, but we're jousting. Fuck. We're jousting.
We're jousting and you're inanimate. I'm just going to go in like, I don't even have to move that fast. I'm just going to walk up and just start stabbing you and climb up. I've never.
Yeah, but what's Godzilla doing? I'm picturing like earthquake scenario. Like we're getting fuckered around inside there. You're trying to joust and your raptor speed is going to be detrimental to you.
I'm assuming you may end up killing Godzilla because if you're inside of him, you're past his beam throat, whatever nonsense. And he's just getting his stomach destroyed by like these gigantic spines. Eventually, I feel like you may kill him and then I have to escape and you're stuck inside of him.
Mm. Damn it. Honestly, I would imagine Godzilla digests quickly too. I don't think I win this one here. I didn't have very good options. I only chose cactus on this one because I was like, well, if I'm in Godzilla's stomach, at least I could fuck it up. I would have been better off with the unicorn. Because
especially a jousting
unicorn. Yeah, I didn't see the bonus until after.
Okay. Can I say something about unicorns?
Yeah.
Why is it assumed that this is just like a gentle? It has a sword
on its fucking head, right?
Yeah.
And obviously he's a master of disguise. Nobody's fucking seen one.
Yeah. So he's able to, you know, be cryptic and not be seen. And then when he comes out, it's like everybody's in awe of him. He can just be a murder monster.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's just this happy little rainbow cover thing. No, that is a monster.
Dude, I think you're onto something there because that's probably why nobody has ever seen a unicorn. You don't live. You never live after the encounter.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I saw Bigfoot. Nope, that was a unicorn.
Fuck, I fucked this one up. I fucked it up, Fez. You're right. Okay, I'm going to have to give you this fight.
All right. Ready? We're gonna do the next one. I'll take a screenshot.
All right, you're player two. I'm player one.
Oh god damn.
Mark, set, go. Oh yes, I finally get some shit to work with.
No, dude, I'm gonna tell you mine. Just Michael Jackson, Olympic gymnast, Martha Stewart. God, dude.
Oh, you got the Martha this time.
Oh, this is the worst one I've ever seen. Oh, why?
You're done. I mean, what are your power options though? I got Mike Tyson.
Oh. So here, since I'm player two, I'm gonna go ahead and pick the location this time.
Okay.
Which ones? None of these are gonna help me.
You better be good at arguing.
A crashing airplane with one parachute.
Crashing airplane with one parachute. Okay. My options are Mike Tyson, Teen Wolf, or a Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
I'm going to choose. You haven't picked your fighter yet, huh?
No, you're player one. You pick first, and then.
Okay, I'm Mike Tyson.
I am an Olympic gymnast.
Okay. Powers. Done. Game over. Armed with a lightsaber.
You're only going off player one powers, right?
Mm-hmm. Armed with a lightsaber. I'm Mike Tyson with a lightsaber, bro. Fuck out of here. Just move on to the next fight.
I'm in a hot air balloon. That's my power. I'm just going to be in a hot air.
We're in a plane that's crashing and you're in a hot air balloon?
Maybe it's like, you know, here's my argument. It's like, what are those pool rats or those river rats where you just pop it out? I hop out. I'm going to let you have that. Parachute,
yeah.
Because you're Mike Tyson. You're a boxer.
Right.
You're not a professional parachutist.
But like, how is your hot air balloon inside the fucking plane?
It's a special hot. It's a magical power hot air balloon. It's a power, Danny.
That explains it. Fuck. So it's a power.
So I'm gonna gymnast my way out of this airplane, and I don't care how many times you punch at me. I'm getting out of this airplane, and I'm going to get in my hot air balloon.
You forgot I have a fucking lightsaber. Done. Remember?
Mike Tyson as a sword. I am okay. Mike Tyson.
You're a fucking gymnast with a hot air balloon. I'm Mike Tyson with a fucking lightsaber, Fez.
Let's talk about dexterity. Mike Tyson is a beast in the ring, but it doesn't move. It doesn't move. There's little aisles. Mike Tyson's a big dude in tiny aisles.
He's got a lightsaber. It goes through everything.
So he's going to just... Yeah,
and walk.
Yeah, it goes through everything, but is he a master swordsman? I wonder if he's even going to hit himself. He may even hit himself.
I would be upset too, Fez, if I was stuck with a fucking gymnast and a
No.
I would be pretty upset too.
Yeah, you got to use that parachute because I'm out of this plane as quick as possible. I'm dodging everything you're putting at me because I'm going to be doing ninja flips off of these seats. And I'm going to hop out of that.
Flippy, flippy, flippy out of my hot air balloon.
Exactly.
Fuck. I don't. Yeah, I win.
No, you're dead. even if you kill me.
You leave the parachute for me. Do you do flippies with the parachute and jump out?
I don't even care about the parachute, bro.
Exactly. But then I'm still alive. Yeah. Are you telling me you think Mike Tyson's too dumb to put on a parachute?
I don't know if he is, but you don't. You know what? Let's Google. Has Mike Tyson ever jumped out of a plane?
Boom. Good idea. How big's his dick? I mean, what?
Well, here's something you didn't know. He beat up 7 prostitutes at once when he was in high school. I don't know how that helps you.
He beat up 7 prostitutes at once?
I don't know.
Would they just have like a hangout?
I don't know. I gotta click. Okay. Let me click on this. It says things you didn't know about Mike Tyson. I'm not gonna get into the argument. But I'm going to...
Honestly, Fez, you're a gymnast. I beat up 7 hookers in high school, Fez.
Yeah.
At the same time. Simultaneous ass whooping on hookers.
Yeah, you got me beat. I'm going to, after seeing that fact, I definitely agree that Mike Tyson wins.
Bo,
man. Just based, you're lucky the internet brought me to the perfect website to allow me to continue.
So the lightsaber wasn't good enough for you, Fez. What really sealed the deal was him beating up hookers. That's the part that made you admit you were done.
Because in my scenario, I assumed my Olympic gymnast was a one of the female gymnasts that does like the floor events.
Mm.
And hopefully maybe he wouldn't be willing. But clearly, if he's beating the crap out of hookers, he's he beat up 7.
Go ahead.
This is even worse. He beat up 7 prostitutes once when he was high. God, I can't imagine the devastation he could do sober with a lightsaber.
Dude, have you ever seen pictures of him when he's all coked out and he's just fucking red? You're like, dude, would be the scariest thing ever.
Okay. All right. Ready? I'll be player one this time.
Okay. Can we do one thing? I actually just thought of this like randomly since we're doing these super fights. If you had to pick one superpower for you personally, you only get the one, what would you choose?
Oh man, I've thought about this a lot.
Right. And it's so hard. You could change it every time.
So I'm going to stick away from like things like flight. I feel like it's too simple. I would love teleportation.
Fuck you. God, that's mine.
No way.
It took me so long to come up with that too. Like I sat there and thought and like specifically like I know the movie itself, like Jumper. Like
yes.
Jumper. Dude, if you could do that, what the fuck other power would you need?
Even night crawlers. Like, oh, I can only jump to where I see. Still the most awesome power I can assume. I just think it's not seen as amazing, but Nightcrawler has his little three-finger punches. I'm sorry, Nightcrawler, get a gauntleted fist and just destroy people.
Ooh, because you could like just teleport forward and use that momentum.
Well, and then you look at that one game, I think it was called Portal, you can create a loop where you're just falling and increase your speed exponentially and just blap, just punch and the instead of being falling forward, you can, or falling down, you can next change your trajectory to forward and just destroy somebody.
I gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Dude, teleportation, 100%.
Done. Fuck, we can't even argue about it because we agree. I just wanted to fucking tell you your shit sucked.
All right. Did I? No. All right. I'm going to go ahead and refresh my super fight.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get down on Dabby Dabbers. I realize I haven't smoked at all before this podcast, so this may change up the game.
Yep. And since I'm going to be player one, I'm going to allow player two to pick the location this time.
Okay. Let me generate a new one. My new location is slope of an erupting volcano.
All right. Oh, God. Definitely. Okay. So definitely not a mermaid. slope of an erupting volcano. I mean, I really have to think about samurai or Amazon warrior. I'm going to assume an Amazon warrior is going to, you know, like Wonder Woman style is going to be less burdened by armor. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Amazon warrior for my player one fighter. I'm going to go ahead and take a screenshot. That way you see what I got.
So I have got player two fighter.
Yep.
Oh, this is interesting. What was your fighter again?
Amazon warrior.
Amazon warrior. Okay. I have a mafia don, the doctor, or crocodile hunter. I'm going to be the crocodile hunter because fucking crikeys. Like, who wouldn't?
Dang, it all depends on your power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really only have one choice in my power. I'll tell you, my first one is a hoarder. The second power, wearing cement shoes. And the third one is three of them.
Okay. So you could be three?
Yeah, I'm going to be three Amazon warriors.
Oh, snap. That kind of changes it. But my powers, I already win. This is too easy.
Why is that?
Because I got the force or three stories tall or has tiny T-Rex arms. The force or three stories tall, you're done.
The force or three stories tall.
I'm a crocodile hunter that uses the force. Like, be real. I'm fucking chucking crocs at you, dude. What are you going to do, Amazonians?
Where are you gonna
oh, you're
crocs
probably
from?
Experienced. I'm a fucking croc hunter. I got them somewhere. That's my job.
Hunting implies killing, not trapping. You're not the croc trapper.
No, the crocodile hunter, like from Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, this is a knife. I thought Steve Irwin was the crocodile hunter, not Crocodile Dundee.
I think you're right. I think that's who I was thinking of, but I hesitated to say Steve Irwin. Because the stingray took him out, so I'm like, I don't want to bring that to light because now I'm just the dude that got killed by a stingray.
I mean, I'm gonna
and I'm
say,
fighting Amazonian three Amazonian warriors.
Everything I've seen of Steve Irwin is he's a sweetheart. I don't think he has it in him to kill. So I got three Amazon warriors, and you got a dude that puts his that got murked by a stingray. I'm sorry, I don't think. The force or anything is going to help you.
What? Because, you don't think? Do you remember what the force is?
Yeah. And I do remember. Let me ask you a question. When was the force ever used on more than one person?
Fuck. I'm not Star Wars nerd enough for that. It had to have been.
Yeah.
Darth Vader force push. Force push, bitch. You can force push a bunch of people, like a group of them. Bow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sorry. These are Amazon warriors. They're not going to be bunched up. They have to fight all kinds of stuff. They're going to be dispersed, and you're going to have to be using the force at a rapid rate.
Honestly, like physically, you're superior, right? Like especially you got three, but I have the force, dude. Like all I got to do is blah, and we're on that side of an erupting volcano. There's okay, still so the lava factor.
So what's the bonus? What do you got for a bonus?
Mine's gravity is reversed again.
Ooh, shit.
Everybody's dead.
What?
Oh, no, that's not necessarily true because the volcano erupts and it just goes up, right?
Oh, what
or can it even, yeah, it wouldn't come out of the spout of the thing.
Yeah, so it is. But I mean, that's force, not gravity, that pushes it out. So I think it would still go up.
Mm.
And it would go out super high.
And then it would go way up. And then I have the force, so I could just like divert it onto you. Or I could pick you up and just chuck you into it.
I definitely feel like with three of them, I mean, yeah, you could pick me up and toss me into it, but you have to have concentration to use the force in that manner.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure that you're concentrating using the force. You
know, right? Like little Yoda had to do some fucking training in order to get to where he was at.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, this Steve, according to Disney's new rules, I mean, like Rey was able to use the force with no training because, you know, Disney.
Boom. Well, then done. I'm the Disney force user.
Hold on a second. Does the force require concentration? Force concentration is the practice of, oh god, that's getting into military stuff. Does the Star Wars force?
Yeah, the real one, bitch.
Require? Oh, I learned about no tactics. Does a concentration with a control-based force? Jedi is employing concentration focus on one specific task, clearing their mind of all negative thoughts and felt the force flow through them. However, if the Jedi attempted to do anything else while using the power, the attempt failed. So, and this is from Wookiepedia, okay?
Wookiepedia?
This is from Wookiepedia. So I'm going to go ahead and trust Wookiepedia. So, you can only do one task at a time while using the force. I'm sorry, throwing one of us in, and if we're able to just, like, hit you with a rock, or it's Steve Irwin, I'm just going to show you a stingray. I'm going to just draw a picture of a stingray.
Bro, but I'm alive. I don't know that the stingray is scary to me right now.
Oh, that's true.
Remember?
That's true. You still think you're invincible.
Yeah. The whole animal kingdom still respects me.
God damn it. Okay. Well, all right. I think three Amazonians are going to be able. And you know what? You're in reverse gravity. I don't think you're going to be able to.
It doesn't fucking matter. I got the force. You're in reverse gravity. How are you going to stay on the fucking ground?
It requires concentration.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have plenty of time while we're floating around in the fucking no gravity. Like, gravity's reverse. That's actually stupid. Because, like, at what point, we just keep going up? Do we leave the atmosphere? Like, fuck you guys in this game.
All right. I still think three Amazons could take out Steve Irwin. We'll let the audience.
Yeah, I still know you're wrong, though.
All right.
I got the force, Fez.
I got you. It's not, but I have three of me. That's the only
that's
way.
True.
I could,
that's and true. And you're probably fast. You are probably fast.
And, you know, according to like DC Universe, Amazon Warriors are just right below Wonder Woman. So you're talking about
really?
Like three almost Wonder Woman, Superman level creatures fighting Steve Irwin with the force. I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, yeah, I guess I would expect him to have the force more mastered, you know.
Yeah, because Amazon Warrior really isn't a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a mythical thing.
Fuck, you're right. Honestly, that we can't reverse the gravity, or this doesn't work. Because if gravity is reversed,
we could use mine, which is bonus. Is all fighters are armed with chainsaws.
Yeah, I might be a little more fucked.
Yeah,
potentially not, because I can concentrate. First of all, I'm the fucking crocodile hunter, Fez. You can't tell me I can't concentrate. I fucking wrestle crocs and shit. I'm the coolest cucumber in the fucking world.
I'm not saying you can't concentrate. It's if a jet,
but I bet you I'd be better than Yoda at the force.
Here's the thing, though. Three people are trying to, you know, if you got one of them, the other two are trying to mess with your concentration. If your concentration fails, then your attempt fails.
I guess I just assume that they're dumb. Why do I assume they're dumb?
Oh, my God.
Is that
rude? You thought they were women. You thought they were women.
Wow. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I said Wonder Woman, and you're like, I thought they were dumb. That's on you.
My God. No. By the way, guys, you heard it here first. I'm a piece of shit.
All right. Next round. I'm going to be player two this time, so I got to pick the location.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
And boom. Yes! God. I got her back! A reappearance!
What? Who'd you get back?
Unicorn.
Oh, shoot. All right, so the location. Oh man, no. Okay, I have undersea research station, Godzilla stomach, and undersea research station. It's like, come on. I guess I'm gonna go with undersea research station.
Okay. So we're at undersea. Let's see. Shoot. I still think I got a vegan, a raccoon, or a unicorn. And my powers are a super jump. Steal one attribute from an opponent and discard this card. Or I can possess the opponent for 30 seconds and then I get very tired.
Ooh.
I think I will be the unicorn. Super jump doesn't do me much good. Do I want to steal one attribute from my opponent? Yeah, I want to steal one of your attributes.
Okay.
What are your power options?
Is a pinata, has feet instead of hands, and cannons instead of hands.
I'm a unicorn with cannon hands.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have hands, so you don't have cannons. Where are your hands?
Yeah, I'm a unicorn. Something, you ever seen a unicorn? How do you know they don't have hands, Fez?
They're a horse. They have
nobody's fucking seen one.
That was the worst pick ever.
Fuck you then. I'm a raccoon with cannon hands, bitch.
You can't change. No.
Damn, you're right. I can't. I wish I could, because raccoon with fucking cannon hands? Underwater, I just blow holes in there. Boom. My little raccoon ass is out.
All right. I'm going to go with chimpanzee. And I have, oh my God. Okay, so my choices are shark, Dexter, and chimpanzee.
Mm.
But you know what? I'm gonna go with a shark, and my power is gonna be has feet instead of hands. So I believe it's not even it's a negation. So it's just like yours.
Okay.
And shark.
You're just a shark in an undersea mm-hmm. research center.
Yeah, so I'm basically going to break out and flood it. I'm going to flood.
You're a shark. How the fuck are you going to do anything than what you're doing right now?
Have you seen the movie The Meg?
No.
It's a shark at an underwater research and it's just breaking glass.
A megalodon?
It was a megalodon. I know. It didn't say I couldn't be a megalodon. It just says shark. We also didn't assume I was.
No. I'm not saying like the name. When you said, did you ever see The Meg? And I'm like, no. And then you're like, it's about a shark. I was like, oh, clever name. Like the Megalodon.
Yep. Yep. So I'm just going to break this. And no matter what your unicorn can do, I'm just going to drown you. I'm going to drown you because I got the damage here.
First of all, I'm a unicorn. Unicorns can breathe underwater. Everybody knows that. They can fly. Everybody knows that. They shoot fucking glittery shit out of their ass that happens to be toxic. So if you're even near me, yeah.
No. So a Pegasus is mm-hmm. a horse that can fly. A unicorn is ground bound.
Have you seen either?
I have.
Yeah, then fuck you. You have not seen either. You can't tell me what they can or can't do.
I'm going to base my knowledge off Clash of the Titans. And that is clearly a Pegasus and not a unicorn.
Okay, well, I'm going to base my knowledge off.
You know what? Nuh-uh, the internet. Cannon, unicorn,
fly. Yes! Settle it!
Some of them have wings.
Ooh, suck it, bitch.
But that's
they have gleaming, powerful horns in the center of their foreheads. But they also have magnificent wings that allow them to swoop off into the air. That's the very fucking first thing that pops up on Google. Why didn't you read that part?
Despite
the fact that traditional unicorns cannot fly, you're talking about conditional. These are hybrids, and they've been recognized for more than 2,500 years. Suck it, bitch! Flying unicorns for the last 2,500 years. Get with the times.
Okay, stop. I just typed in unicorn abilities. It does say it has magical powers.
Type in, can a unicorn fly? And look at the cute motherfuckers on the first page.
All right.
I like it.
I get, but I just, what's the, okay,
what's it
here
say?
We go.
What's it say?
No. I got, what's, I got, write down, look down. It says, what's the difference between a Pegasus and a unicorn? The main difference between a unicorn.
That's not what we're,
I don't know. People ask.
Okay.
I just typed in what you did. Now look down to people ask, like where you're at. Look down three. It says, what's the difference between a Pegasus and a unicorn?
I don't have that.
But it says a Pegasus is a unicorn. The difference is legendary. They're both legendary animals that look like horses with a horn on the forehead. And a Pegasus is a mythological creature in Greek mythology, usually depicted as pure white. And it has wings. So I'm saying that there's a difference between unicorns and Pegasus, despite what might be drawn on the side of a hippie's van.
Okay, so I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Fez. I would like you to read that again because I spaced out because I'm still in argue mode with you.
Basically, unicorns have horns, Pegasus have wings.
Okay, so this one says winged unicorn. This is winged unicorn from Wikipedia. So
whoa.
A fish.
Yeah. You put a adjective on
I did. No, this was a link that I clicked onto when I was scrolling down to look for what you were talking about.
Yeah, but does your thing say winged unicorn or unicorn?
I would have to show you a picture, but basically I typed in, can a unicorn fly?
No.
I know.
Your player fighter. Does it say winged unicorn or unicorn?
Oh, it does just say unicorn.
Boom!
Damn it.
Damn.
I get what you're saying, but for the last 2,500 years, like we established, unicorns have been able to fly. I have a new unicorn. It doesn't say that I have to take an old unicorn.
Okay, fine. You have a unicorn that can fly.
It doesn't have radioactive
powers.
No, it doesn't. But you're just a fucking shark.
I'm a megalodon, and I'm breaking this research center down, and I'm going to watch you drown.
Why haven't you broke out yet? You're just like waiting for the unicorn to show up to break out?
No, I'm breaking through it, yeah. The unicorn, after seeing that mystical thing, it's like I need to eat this mystical unicorn with wings or
honestly,
whatever it has.
I could have beat you with the vegan with a super jump, in my opinion.
A
super jumping vegan. Like that would have whooped that ass.
I'm saying I think I won as a megalodon. I basically destroyed the research center and you drown.
You're fucking unicorn. I can breathe. Can unicorns breathe underwater? Do unicorns need oxygen?
That one says a water unicorn.
There's every unicorn. Look at this.
And this is just weirdo.
What would it take to make a unicorn? Science news. People actually want to make it. Basic unicorn knowledge.
Hold on. I'm going to type, would a unicorn drown? Would a unicorn drown?
Oh, you know, unicorns can't survive on Earth due to oxygen.
So they breathe water. Okay. Let's stop this nonsense.
You're right. Let's refocus. Okay. We will let the listeners decide. Should we do one more battle, or do you want to talk about, any kind of topic, anything, or what do you want to do?
No. Let's go ahead and do another battle because I'm ready for this. All right, I'm gonna be player one. You'll be player two.
I'm choosing location this time.
Yep.
Okay. And 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Oh fuck yes! I got some goodies.
What do you got? Location first.
Location. Mars colony, old rope bridge over lava, undersea research. I'm just kidding. Let's do the Mars colony. That'd be kind of dope.
So I'm going to be then the Terminator.
Oh, shit. We got a battle.
Who you got?
Oh, dude, I could pull out Rambo or a leprechaun. It depends what the powers are. But, like, we're about to have a scrap.
Okay.
What's your power? Oh, we got to do characters first. Let's see my power options. I want to see which character.
So who are you first?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to look at my powers before I decide which fighter I want. Oh shit. Oh my God, Fez, this one's so fucking fun. Sorry, I got distracted. My player two powers are I can clone myself, but each clone is half as smart. That one sucks. 50 of them. So I could be 50 leprechauns, 50 Rambos, and inside a gigantic robot, and then draw a random character card. I kind of want to do the risky one.
Okay, so what was the last one?
Inside a gigantic robotic blank, and then I'm supposed to choose one random character card so I can cycle like you said.
Yeah,
or, I pick 50 Rambos.
It's either that, but you have to be the very first, because your player two, this, it had to be the very first one, because that'd be your random draw on player two fighters.
Okay.
The next one. That's.
Should I do that one inside a gigantic? I'm going to be the leprechaun inside a gigantic robotic, because this is going to be way more fun than a Rambo.
Okay. You're going to want a robotic something. Because
exactly. That's what I was thinking. If I do Rambos, like 50 of them, but like you're the fucking Terminator, dude. And like that's a battle. So I'm a leprechaun inside a gigantic robotic. And
I hope it's Martha Stewart. Please, God, be Martha Stewart.
Demon-possessed car.
A robotic demon-possessed car. I mean, that really is the definition of a robotic thing. So that's
can't really argue it. I'm a leprechaun.
Happy for you.
Did you ever fucking see Leprechaun?
I see Leprechaun, but now you're inside. The demon-possessed car, is it even going to be on your side? You get what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, I'm a fucking leprechaun. I'm lucky as fuck, Fez.
No. What I imagine is you're a leprechaun like, oh, let me get in this car. You basically got Christine. Nah!
And
Stephen
I steal
King.
It?
Yeah, you stole Christine, and now she's pissed. All right, so I'm the Terminator.
I should have been Rambo. Fuck!
My powers are riding a depressed centaur, heals 100 times faster than normal, or wearing one of those cones they put on pets to keep them licking them from licking themselves. I gotta go with heals 100 times.
Damn it! Damn it! Honestly, I can't fucking. You can't fuck with that. I can't. I can't even. I won't even argue it, Fez. We're gonna have to re-go at this.
Now we're also on a Mars colony.
Oh,
so the Terminator
fuck,
doesn't breathe, and the leprechaun.
I'm in a demon-possessed car. Anything is possible.
Well, the demon-possessed car may survive. I'm going to give you that. But I don't think the little driver is going to last, Danny.
Oh, I'm assuming that, like, he's able to deal with the... Like, isn't there a leprechaun in space? Isn't that one of the leprechaun movies?
Oh, but he's on the space station.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah, so we're in a colony. I don't need to breathe. I'm a damn robot. I'm a Terminator.
And you're a fucking Terminator with 1,000 times the healing, and you're already ridiculously able to heal.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like, and people probably think, oh, that's probably like, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one. But every single episode of that was like, remember the guy that could change shapes?
Yeah.
He
was the liquid one.
Now, increases healing by 100. It's like almost instantaneous. You're not going to do any damage to me.
Like the boom, you're healed.
Yeah, dude, I'm already healed. Yeah, dude.
I'm into the sci-fi shit though, Fez. So like when I think demon possessed car, I think I'm giving that car a lot of abilities in my head.
Like what?
Like because like for example, like Warhammer, right? Warhammer 40,000. Like when you're a demon, you have the warp. You have abilities, kind of like. The force, but not so. I mean, you still have to channel it. You still have to have psyker abilities and do those things. But like demons are like the deities that live within the warp, which is like the unknown, all knowing at the same time. Like that's some deep shit. So like it's just a car that's possessed by a demon, though. It's not necessarily a demon car.
Yeah.
I can't even argue this one.
I know. This is how I felt about the Iron Giant.
Now, I should have gone with 50 Rambos in a Mars colony.
Well, I mean, I still don't need to breathe. And I'm like, what was that? The T-100 was Arnold.
Yeah,
and it was
T-1000 or whatever. Who was the liquid guy? Fuck, I got a computer.
You know
it's 2021. What are the different Terminators?
I'm not gonna different Terminators as well. Oh, different Terminator models.
Give a little, oh, so there's the, a shit gun, huh?
Yeah, apparently what there was. Oh, these are all the Terminator movies I've never seen.
The non-humanoid hunter killer.
So I guess Arnold's initial one was, I don't even know. The T-800 was a prototype.
Oh, here's a, what is the most powerful Terminator? And it's the T, a bunch of zeros. T-1,000,000.
Oh, Jesus. Is it like the hive mind of it? Is that the initial Skynet?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zeros. Now, we're at, it's perhaps the rarest of all T models. The T-100,000, if you hadn't guessed, is everything Skynet can throw at you, and it's its last line of defense.
Hmm.
So, like, it's the most, like, it's the queen bee, King Dingling, if you will.
Hmm. But why wouldn't Skynet just make one of those and just not have it as a last defense, but have it as the first?
Right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just have one and just do that?
It's like, yeah, if we get let this guy get really strong, then he can come beat this thing. Like, why not just do it right away? All right. Let's do one more of these.
Okay.
Okay. I was player one last time, so this is going to be player two.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Whew. And I've got... Okay.
All right. I got a... Because this is something different, I'll just do Desert Island.
Okay. Is it desert or dessert? Because I've got Desert Island and Dessert Island in my options.
This is desert, which is one S, which I always remember. Desert with one S is sand. Two S's is sweet stuff. So
shit. I like that.
Yeah. That's how I remember the difference between desert and dessert.
Damn. So my location right now, the one that it generated for me, is Desert Island.
Mm.
With two S's. I only know there was two different ones because I had them pop up simultaneously. I had a desert and dessert right next to each other. Sorry, I got distracted. So we're on a desert island. And I am player one, so I go first with my character. I am going to be... I can be a... Spider, Stegosaurus, or Michael Jackson. So, with, okay, I'm going to choose the Stegosaurus.
I am going to be the Coachella lineup.
Oh, God, what are your powers? This is going to be good. Okay, my power options are 6 inches tall, 10 stories tall, or I can see 3 seconds into the future. I'm a Stegosaurus, okay. So the insight doesn't do me much good. If I'm 6 inches tall, Stegosaurus, like, you're just going to hurt your feet stomping on me.
Yeah.
I'm a 10-story tall Stegosaurus by default.
I'm going to be, my player two power is believes they are invisible. And I am going to love what happens to Coachella because.
But it just fucked.
Just
you're throwing the fight, the
hipsters. I'm not throwing the fight.
Throwing the fight.
No, because I also have the other powers. Is because we're on a desert island. I can be on a jet ski, and just going away from this.
Why can you be on a jet ski?
Because that doesn't make me happy. I am not throwing the fight. I am more than throwing the fight. I am watching these people get murdered.
Mm. Oh, you're just saying that. Like you're there to watch it.
My favorite thing is they believe they're invisible, not that they are invisible. That's the power. Like, I think I'm invisible. Like, the Emperor...
That's what I'm saying. They just think it.
Yeah.
They're going to be 10-foot tall, stomped on. Like, I'm just saying, like, you could have picked a different power and let them live, but you just had to throw it.
Okay, but just so you know, my other ones was an assassin. Assassin's not going to do much. And a kindergarten class? Come on.
Mm.
If I
but the Coachella lineup with the other powers, what would your powers be?
Believe they are invisible, can control hair, or on a jet ski.
Oh, on a jet ski was, I gotcha. That makes sense now. I got lost for a second.
Yeah,
you got some bogus fucking picks.
I would.
You did the best you could given the hand you were dealt. You got to get a show out of it. and then murder everybody.
Oh, wait. Bonus. Fighting. Oh, you know what? No. Okay. Here's the best part. We're not actually battling. We're fighting for custody of blank on a court TV draw a random card. All right.
Okay.
So I'm player two. What is the first thing on your player two?
First thing on my player two fighters is pick an action movie star.
I don't know. So then if we're picking an action movie star, it's Coachella lineup trying to get Jackie Chan's custody over a 10-foot Stegosaurus. I don't know.
Fuck the bonus, because the bonus, it's weird. I got the same one in mind, but that bonus, like, it ruins it because I'm a Stegosaurus. I picked the wrong shit.
Well, you should have picked better, because the bonus, obviously, in a
fight, I mean, I could have picked Michael Jackson, and I could have seen 3 seconds into the future, and I would have been, like, way better at what I did, even though I was already fucking great.
No, so here's the thing. You destroyed me in a fight, but now we're fighting for custody. I'm going to say, I think Coachella lineup gets, I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's not winning a custody case for anybody.
Let's be honest. So I think I get an A for effort for bringing out the bonus to win that one.
Damn, you're right.
Oh man,
you're right. That goes to me.
All right. Well, you know what? Since that was such a crappy one, one last one.
Ready, set, go. I'm player two this time. So I got, we've all done these. Oh, mine's a dessert island.
Okay.
We're going to be on a dessert island. You go.
So I got the common cold. Ooh, the literal Teen Wolf ultimate champion. I'm going to go with the common cold.
All right. I'm going with your mom.
Oh, that's the
oh, wait, thing. Sorry. I'm fighter two. I'm going to go with who are you again?
I'm the common cold.
You're the common cold. I don't want to be the Pope then, because I'm done. I don't want to be a water buff. I'm going to be an octopus, because octopuses are dope.
And player one power, I'm going to take the form of anything water-based.
Oh, that's kind of fucked. how am I? Okay, so I'm an octopus that. Oh my god! It doesn't. Oh, that's such a fucking cool power. I could have machine guns for legs, but if you can go liquid, it doesn't matter. So I'm gonna be bitten by a radioactive and draw a random character card. What's the first character you have under player two fighters?
It's an ocelot. And it's not capitalized, so I assume it's not the ocelot from Metal Gear. I assume it's just the actual animal, which I don't even know what an ocelot is.
Isn't it like a muskrat, mink-looking thing or something? Like a raccoon?
Oh, it's like a cat. It's a large cat. It's a medium size.
What's it? Okay, what's it called again?
It's an ocelot. O-C-E-L-O-T.
Okay.
So you're an octopus that can do what?
That got bitten by a radioactive ocelot. Medium-sized spotted cat.
I don't know what you're going to get.
Spotted wild cat.
Yeah, wild cat.
Let me learn a little bit about him. I can whoop that ass.
I mean, I'm the common cold. In any form of water, you don't know when I'm going to strike.
Yeah, but like, can your fucking cold even affect me? I'm an octopus. And you're going into liquid form. I could just swim in it. And then your cold can't do anything. Yeah, I win.
No. Okay.
I just feel like if I declare I win all of a sudden.
No.
Damn it.
So the coronavirus is between animals. I mean, we know that we got affected by the one from a bat.
True that. The one by bats.
So coronavirus is a type of common cold until COVID-19 obviously was a novel virus and was much worse than anything else.
I still think coronavirus came from the monkey people.
From the chimeras. Anywho, I'm just saying, I'm going to figure out a way with my water body, on this desert island.
On this desert.
It's a desert island.
So it's only desserts. So you're really going to need some water. You're going to have to find me as this body of water.
Yeah, but it doesn't specify. There are liquid desserts.
Yeah, but can an octopus survive in a liquid dessert?
Oh, fuck.
It needs to breathe.
I do need oxygen, right? Fuck.
Yeah.
But you're the cold. Don't you need oxygen?
The common cold bacteria?
Yeah, but you turn into liquid form and you could just harvest oxygen. Oh, fuck. You don't even need oxygen. Well, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, would the common cold, does it die if it's in the vacuum?
So... I'm not in a vacuum. I have water.
No, I realize that. Why did I ask this question to myself? I don't know. I'm tired and distracted, apparently. Like, why do I want to know if it can survive in a vacuum?
I think you're going, what's your bonus? Let's see if this can save.
My bonus is fighters are bungee jumping next to each other.
Spiders are bungee jumping. Oh,
so I'm bungee jumping next to the common cold on a desert island.
Oof. I'm not going to be able to be held since I'm the form of water.
Right? Wait, so, it says can take on the form of water. Do you have to be?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, you're right. You're right. You're going to need to find me eventually because you're going to need water.
Yeah, I might be fucked on this one.
Yep, I think you are. I think, you know, my other ones were the ultimate fighting champion, literal teen wolf, which if I understand what that literal
teen
wolf
it
would be.
Really literally?
Which would, to me, would be like a puppy version of a wolf. So I think, yeah, that was the only way. I mean, I could draw a new character card with one new attribute, sidekick.
So that'd have been side chick. Side I'm the common cold with a side chick. All right. Let's wrap this up.
You know what? Let's go ahead and wrap this up. So let's go ahead, since we're talking about superpowers, who is your favorite superhero?
I don't have a favorite superhero.
Okay.
I don't.
So what superhero?
One of my favorite heroes as a kid growing up, though, was my opa, my grandfather in Germany. He always got me Iron Man stuff when I was younger. And you can't call him a superhero because you would have to have superpowers, right? I think he's just a hero because he's just fucking rich and techie. He's not a superhero.
Well, no, because he has an above average intelligence. And, the Marvel genius is its own type of superhero in the Marvel universe.
Ah, okay. Well, then, yeah, probably like Iron Man. I realize that he's not he's not the most badass. Like, he's not gonna wreck the most shit. But like, I just have this nostalgic attachment to it, I think. What about you?
Oh man, I honestly, so as a young kid, it was always Spider-Man because that's what my brothers. We're into, but as I grew older, there was a superhero named Spawn.
Spawn
is pretty awesome.
Spawn is cool. That was one of mine growing up too. I loved Spawn
because he was a mercenary. He dies and he knows he's going to hell, and basically all of the levels of hell are fighting for him to be his general, and he doesn't want that. He just wants to go back to his family. I just like that.
And then, it's funny you say that because I loved Spawn, but I couldn't say that was my favorite because of like the way I grew up with the church stuff.
Yeah, I did grow up with church stuff, but I didn't consider make-believe lands as a affront to the church because it wasn't really.
No, I didn't either. But like, I remember I brought a Harry Potter book. Sorry, go ahead. You like Spawn the most because.
No. You go ahead. I want to hear this.
Oh, I actually I remember one time, like when I was younger, going into a church, right? And it's like we'd go into church every Sunday, and I'd go into like the Sunday school. And I like to read books, right? I have since I was younger. Anytime I get grounded, I'd like deep down, I think I was kind of stoked because I could just sit in my room and read a book, and I had a reason to. But I brought a Harry Potter book one time to Sunday school with me, and I just remember getting whooped for being like, "You're bringing witchcraft to church," and all this stuff. And I was just like, oh my God. So like, I couldn't be like, oh yeah, I like this hero, you know, like, cause to them it was like, you look at this spawn creature, the like demon looking thing, and they're like, that's demonic. And I'm like, that. So maybe I got defaulted to the rich dude that just jumps in a suit.
Yeah, because he wasn't demonic or anything, or didn't use magic.
Yeah,
which is weird. Which is such a weird thing to me, because like,
it's why make-believe.
Why would any religion care about your make believe? Because it doesn't impact what they teach.
You know, yeah, but I don't think that all of them do necessarily. I just think that like that's just one particular group of individuals, like extreme in my case, like for my family, like them just taking it to an extreme. But like this would have to be its own podcast episode, honestly, because I could go on for a while about like some of the weird stuff. Like that would have to be its own episode.
And so, you know, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. If anybody, you know, has any recommendation for any games, for any off days that we could play where it's just mostly conversation-based, we're open to that. And
yeah, please let us know. Games that you think that we could play without actually having to be in person with one another. That would be dope. We would love to hear anybody's recommendations.
And you can find us at the Redeeming Qualities Podcast on Instagram. You can once again message me on Redeeming Qualities Podcast, Redeeming Qualities on Anchor, and you can reach.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the first episode of Game Day, Game Night, whatever we decided to call it. I believe it's Game Night. But thank you for listening to the first episode of Game Night.